News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Minister for Health is looking for approval today for a vaccination programme for infants starting this autumn for RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. Dr Brendan O'Shea is Kildare GP and Assistant Adjuvant Professor in Public Health and Primary Care at Trinity College Dublin. Brendan, is this something you'd welcome?
Absolutely. This is a very common infection heading into the winter months. For most of us who get it, it's a flu-like illness, and typically it takes 1 to 3 weeks to get better, cough, cold, runny nose, temperature. But for very small children, and particularly babies under 12 months, it can become significantly more difficult. And I suppose a key point of action here is that last year, I believe, there were in the order of 1,400 hospitalizations, and over 1,000 of those were in children aged less than 6 months. So for them, and for their parents, this is a real good news story. Safe immunisation, likely to make a real difference in terms of reducing hospitalisations, which is really helpful for the hospital system. But it is a common infection, and for even for those children who aren't admitted, it's very disruptive and a cause of major concern for their parents. Mm. We see this in practice every winter, so this is good news.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I think all three of my kids had it at one stage or another. It isn't pleasant, but there will, of course, be people listening right now going, oh, another vaccine. You know, do we trust it? Are we sure it's safe? What do you say to them?
Well, I suppose this is the view from general practice. Another vaccine, we're already doing a large number of immunizations in children, so it's more work, arguably. But one of the things we really like about this in general practice is that it will be offered to parents of children before they leave hospital. So this is particularly of interest to prospective mums and dads who are likely to have a baby heading into this winter, which is a wonderful thing. But they will be offered this, should the minister be successful in his application, before their baby is discharged. So they get the jab. It's a tiny intramuscular injection, like most of the other immunizations, to the front of the thigh. But they would have that before they leave the hospital, before they leave the maternity hospital. And that would give them immunization during this first winter. So it's very focused and very strategic. I would care to believe that it's extremely safe. The infection is not safe for these children. And of the 1,400 hospitalizations last year, over 120 had to go into the intensive care unit. From a general practice perspective, seeing a very small baby with bronchiolitis is not pleasant. It's an exhausting, distressing experience. The child typically is very unwell, becomes short of breath, has difficulty with feeding, and dehydrates. And okay. That's what we're always looking for in practice. Most of the time, parents can manage it and manage it very well. But like we understand, we have well over 1,400 hospitalizations a year. This is what we're going after this morning. All right. With this.
Okay, Dr. Brendan O'Shea, thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.